This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Yes, yes. This is Rashawn McDonald, and welcome officially to Money Making Conversation. I am your host. My next guest, he's on the phone, and you can currently see him on four different television shows. That's how busy he is in 2019. You can catch him on as Charlie on ABC's very popular Blackish, where he was an NAACP Image Award nominee for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, and on ABC Family, Grownish. He can be Detective Daniel DJ Tanner on the TBS comedy Angie Tribeca, and the host of BET's game shows Face Value opposite Tiffany Haddish. He's also a writer. I didn't know that until I started doing my research, which means we share a lot in common. He's an Emmy-nominated writer, actor, very funny stand-up comedian, and entrepreneur. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, comedian Dion Cole.
Hey, how you doing, bro? How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, Dion. I'm a big fan. Let me get that out the way first, because in a business where you get to see talent and you get to see people grow over the last 20 years, I've been able to watch your talent. And one of the funny backstories about how you got started, because you're from Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you got started on like a $50 joke, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, I bet. It was a $50 bet that it was. Frank mm-hmm. betted me $50 and never looked back.
Now, here's the funny part about it is that, you know, my background, everybody knows me from management, producing TV shows, and I was I would say I'm still a stand-up comic. How can you take that title away from me? Is that I was a writer. I was a sitcom writer. Now, early on, were you doing stand-up and you was a writer? Because you were doing the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, correct?
Yeah, I was doing I used to write for Conan O'Brien for about 7 years. I was always stand-up, started off as stand-up, still am a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led to me performing on the Tonight Show
mm-hmm.
as a guest. And from there, Conan picked me up to be a writer on his staff. And then I was with him for like I said, about 7 years.
That's awesome.
And I still rock with him to this day. Like, he has a new show coming on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
I was his last guest on his other formatted show that was on TBS. And he's revamping his new show where it's like a 30-minute show instead of an hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll be on there as well. So yeah, I still rock with Conan. We toured this year, did some stand-up shows. And so, it's a very good friend of mine. Man, a guy who changed my life, and always indebted to him.
That's important because, you know, Steve Harvey, it was an important asset in my life. It gave me my first writing job in sitcom.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah. I know what relationships can do for you, you know, because they can open doors.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
The beauty I like about your career is that somebody opened the door, but you didn't let it close.
Oh, nah. And by you bringing up Steve Harvey, he was another influential person in my life as far as where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. Steve and I go way back from him performing in Chicago and starting his radio career in Chicago.
Right.
When he used to perform at All Jokes Aside mm-hmm. in Chicago, he used to do the radio in order to promote his show. That's how he started. He would do the radio for free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while he would be doing his show, the club were trying to find new talent mm-hmm. to do 5 minutes in mm-hmm. front of him every night. Mm-hmm. And out of everybody, they chose me. And I used to do 5 minutes in front of him. And then me and him would go out in my mother's car late at night and hang out mm-hmm. Around the city or whatever. After that, we had plenty of conversations about just stand up and how to be and what to do. And then that led to him getting several jobs, which he had this philosophy, which was ABC, always be closing.
Right.
And I seen him one time on the lot while I was at Conan. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen him in a while. When I seen him over, and he knew I was writing for Conan, and he was about to, I think he was about to start Family Feud.
Right.
I think he was having meetings and, mm-hmm. and stuff. And I told him what I was doing, and we had another conversation in the parking lot. And he influenced me to never marvel in your success. You know, he influenced me to be like, yo, just, you know, when you do something, do that and let that catapult another thing.
Right.
Don't marvel in the thing that you're in.
Right.
And that was very influential to me, which led me to be where I am now.
Right.
You know, so.
Which is multiple streams of income, which is what we preach.
Exactly.
Multiple streams of income. And that's very important. So let's talk about, but a thing I like about the show is that they're all are different. They all bring out a different talent of yours. They allow you to be a different personality. Is that you know, we all just trying to work, but fortunately for you, it's worked out that way. Tell me about you know, Grown-ish, your role on that, and because I don't ever assume that everybody knows everybody. So let's talk about the ABC show Black-ish, where you were nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Black-ish is a show that was very necessary. It catapulted this movement, which is going on right now with a lot of black actors, actresses on television right now, where there wasn't a lot of black shows on the air at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Black-ish came out and people seen how well it did, I think it like helped catapult other networks to be like, man, we need a black show. But the difference of the shows now, you know, it's no longer like just a black face on a show or black faces to make up a black show. What we did was we became a black voice, which is way more important. And so as we became that, it opened doors for other black voices, shows that had black voices that spoke to how we feel in America and what we're going through, whatever. And it was we didn't know the magnitude of what was going to go on. We just knew we had something special, but we didn't know the magnitude. And when it resonated with the people, we were so excited to uphold that torch and keep going with it. You know, Black-ish is a very important show to this day. I think it's relevant to all races to be a blueprint mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. what's going on right now. So being a part of that movement has been life-changing and always will be indebted to, you know, Kenya Barris, Anthony Anderson
man.
As well. You know? So it's a great show. Grown-ish is a spinoff of that where the teenage girl, Yara, she mm-hmm. goes out to go to college and
right.
lives her life as far as being grown. You know, I played Charlie Telfy on both shows, which is a co-worker, Anthony's in the Office.
Right.
And then on Grown-ish, I became dean of students over there, being an adjunct professor. But, you know, it all works out, man, in the funny of it, you know. So,
and that's about relationships. That's about relationships.
Yeah.
You appear on BET, which is a predominantly black market, then you put on ABC. But we all know it's a general market station. And as well as the family, as well as TBS. I don't want to, I'll be remiss if I didn't, because I have watched this show, Angie Tribeca. It's a, you play a detective. So how did you get the casting opportunity on that show?
Well, I had just finished working with Conan, and I had my own show on TBS, a show called Black Box.
Right.
The network
I remember
at the time. I had my own show. The network at the time did not support me the way that I thought that they should. The way my show was a current show that dealt with current topics. Mm-hmm. And what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to have like a show that just showed clips of stuff on the internet. And that's all it was. And we were like, no, we're a current show. We're talking about current topics and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like dealing with stuff that mattered or whatever. Yeah. But one day they showed a commercial of a woman chopping watermelons with her breasts for my show. And that was like one of the things that made me kind of be like, what? And I didn't know that they were going to run that commercial. And so I just was like, yo, I thought we done with these six things, these six episodes. So I'm going to go back and talk to them and see if we can revamp this. And the way that they wanted it wasn't the way that I wanted it. And so I just kind of just chilled.
I love it.
So as I was chilling from Nat and Conan, Steve Carell, shout out to Steve Carell, him and his wife Nancy Carell had a show coming on TBS and that they were about to do. And they wanted me to come audition for it. And I auditioned for it. And the part that I auditioned for, they didn't want me to get. And so they didn't have a part for me, so they literally wrote me into the show because they wanted to be a part of it. One thing about my career, anything I ever auditioned for, I never got.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't care. Anything that you Black-ish, Conan hired me just out of the clear blue after I got off stage. He hired me.
Awesome.
Black-ish, I was... a woman by the name of Tamara Goines told Kenya
Barris. I knew
Barris,
Tamara was an innovative artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tamara, my girl. She told Kenya. Kenya was looking for a writer.
Mm-hmm.
She told Kenya, hey, you should try to get Dion Cole. And I went over there to interview with Kenya to be a writer. And the person that was supposed to show up to play the character that I play, Charlie, didn't show up. And so he asked me to play that character. Anything I ever got, I never auditioned for, because the things that people look at when they like writing stuff and putting stuff together, they look at a certain type. If you're a different kind of person, they can't think of you and put you in there. You're something that they didn't think of. So therefore, why would they choose you for their project?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't fit what they thought.
And you definitely don't. Your voice, you know, your demeanor.
Exactly. So if I'm never going to be what anybody intends for me to be, then they're not going to pick me. But some people are going to be smart enough to go, you know what? I've never seen the likes of such of this person. I'm going to take a chance on them because this person is talented and unique. And those that have done that, we have done magic together, which is like Conan and Steve Carell and Kenya Barris. Like you can fathom, yo, I want this. I mean, it's the way people like cast people and stuff like that. I think they just, it's kind of like shopping in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you have a brown suit and you're looking for some brown shoes.
Right.
That's you in the mall looking for some brown shoes and you can't find them. But you see these green shoes that are amazing.
There you go.
But they don't go with your brown suit.
Yeah.
But you see them and you like, wow. You still going to go get them brown shoes, but them green shoes going to be on your mind. You might even come back and get them green shoes and then get an outfit to go with them green shoes. That don't mean them green shoes ain't amazing. They just didn't go with that outfit. And so that's how I always look at how I am when it comes to the business and how I've always been like chosen to do things. Like, and that's how a lot of people should look at it. Don't ever look at it like you're not worthy enough. You just didn't go with that outfit.
Right.
But they're gonna come back for you if they want you. They're gonna come back for you, and they did that with me several times.
Well, my man.
And so I've never got nothing out of audition for nothing.
Well, my man, I'm just going to tell you this, Dion. I've been seeing you. I admire your personality, your style. It's unique. You're not a Rashawn McDonald. You're not a Kevin Hart. You're not a Steve Harvey. You're not a Nick Cannon. You're Dion Cole. And that's special.
Thank
and that's
you.
What makes that's why I'm excited to have had you on my show. Know that I'm a friend of yours and a fan of yours. And you know a lot of names
Thank
that
you.
I know. And
honestly, likewise.
Keep mastering that multiple streams of income, okay? Just keep mastering it, all
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes,
all right,
sir.
My brother. We'll be back with more. And thank you for coming on my show, Dion. Money Making Conversation is a show for the people because I give them information they
we'll
want to know
right
about.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
It's your boy, Rashawn McDonald, and like the rest of us, I found out last night, my wife loves MyPillow. You know why? I came in, and she was sleeping with a smile. But guess what? I thought she was sleeping with a smile with her pillow. She was sleeping with a smile with my pillow. You probably might eat a lot of New Year's resolution. If you're planning, be like my wife. Eat better. Exercise more. Be more patient, kinder, or whatever. It all starts with a good night rest. And she had it last night because she had my pillow. You've heard me tell my story about my pillow, and it has changed my life. I wake up feeling brand new. It's amazing what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to mypillow.com right now and click on their four pack. Shipping is absolutely free. That's right. No shipping cost. Zippo. Zilch. Nada. And don't forget about their 60-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. What else do you need? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on a four-pack special and enter my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There's nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and use my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, that's how it's spelled, to get two premium MyPillows and get two go-anywhere MyPillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day, you hear me? 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my code, promo code COZY, or call 1-800-966-1472. That's 1-800-966-1472. And remember, my promo code can be used for any offer on MyPillow.com. Wow, this is Rashawn McDonald. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Money Making Conversations. This is my platform. My platform was created to give people an opportunity to expose their entrepreneurial talents, their celebrities, let people know celebrities are diverse, CEOs who are out there changing the game. I'm happy with this show. I started in Atlanta, Georgia, and Houston, Texas, moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and basically the concept has taken off to a level that I didn't even expect, and I'm really, really excited about the possibilities of what it's going to do in 2019. Because when you have guests on my show, like my next guest, that lets you know that the word's getting out. It's getting out. Rashawn, got to do Rashawn McDonald's show. My next guest is the CEO and publisher of Sheen magazine, which is the ultimate beauty guide for the modern woman that includes beauty, fashion, hair, and entertainment. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Miss Kimberly Chapman.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Really, really good. You know, here's the great thing about your energy. It matches the energy that I see in the photos that I've seen throughout. It's a duality there, correct?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I work on that every single day.
Well, you're winning as far as I'm concerned because you got me perked up. You know, if I was a little bit down, you know, you brought me up. And I'm not down now. I just want to let you know I'm not down.
Right. Well, you know, you don't ever want to be down because it's your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's your life. You decide what you're going to do each and every day. And you can decide what your day is going to be. So, you know, I choose to be happy and forceful and energetic every day.
Well, that's important. I don't know if I'm energetic, but I am definitely driven to achieve a level of success on a day-to-day basis. That's why I started this show, to motivate people that a clear understanding that there are different ways to be successful. Because a lot of people say, I want to be like this person. I want to be like this person. And you can use, and that's, you can't. You can't. You can only be you because God has individualized us to with separate talents. And we all can't dunk. We all can't think fast. We all can't walk down the runway and look like a fashion model. But we can be successful if we have a plan for success, which is the basis of Money Making Conversation, because you are successful. Can we go back a little bit before you got into the magazine business? Give me a little more. Give me a little history of you prior to your start. Because you're a motivator, you're an innovator, you're a mentor, you got foundations. How did all this start?
Well, you know, I've evolved into Kimberly Chapman, and I evolve every day. I tell people you don't ever want to be grown, and you always want to be green, because that's living. I told somebody one day that I wasn't grown yet, and they said, "Oh, I feel sorry for you." And I just looked at her like, when you're grown, that means you're at the end. You finished.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always try to take that perspective every day. But I went to school and studied psychology. Of course, you use it every day. But I married Bill Chapman in 1998. I can't remember. It's been a while. And then that's different for a woman, right? We normally remember.
Oh, I know. My wife remembers. Oh, my God. She remembers.
Yeah, well, I got a lot to remember. But anyway, I married him, and he already had the products, because that's his part. He's the developer of our products, which mm-hmm. are Nairobi, Congo, Carafina. And, of course, I made it better. I came in, did the administrative part, hire and fire, and, you know, I have a lot of ideas. So we brought that together. We are a team, and we understand each other's weaknesses and strengths, and we work on that. And in doing that, I wanted to advertise the product.
Right.
So I went to some magazines, and the magazines, to me, cost too much, because you can become a big conglomerate and forget about the people that are starting. And that's what I felt that these magazines had done. I understand you have to pay the bills, being that I'm in the magazine business now, but you have to give people chances. So that's what caused me to start Sheen Magazine. And it's been doing well. And I try to remember, I do remember that our backbone is regular people who right. are out there doing it every day. So right. I try to not ever forget that, nor do I allow my, I really don't like the word employee, because when you start a business, you bring other people in because they are part of the vision and the creativity also. So I take on the monetary part of having a business, but they're part of the business. So the people that work with me help me to increase my magazine and, of course, the products. And I have two children, and they are in the business with me. My son does a little more than my daughter, mm-hmm. Tony William. My daughter right now is increasing her family. So mm-hmm. she's doing a good job of that too. It's a day-to-day basis that we're on every day. Mm-hmm. And we also have a nonprofit, Chapman Foundation.
Before we get to that, I want to go back to the magazine, Sheen Magazine, because of the digital era, the social media era. You know, when you started the magazine, print was the newsstands and all that. How has that changed your philosophy and how you update your magazine? Because online, you know, you have to update it more constantly. Because I'm assuming, is Sheen a monthly magazine or a quarterly magazine? Or what is it?
It's every other month.
Every other month. But online,
yes.
It's updated more, correct?
Yes. We update it online every day.
Okay, cool.
I have some great people in the office that come in. I have writers all over the world that send in information. But, yes, we update our website every day.
Let's talk about the Kimmy Awards, which I'm sure is short for your first name. Okay.
Yes,
The Kimmy Awards. What is sponsored by Sheen Magazine? What exactly is the Kimmy Award? That's Kimmie Awards.
Right. We started that so that we could give awards to people that we deem necessary in the beauty industry, hair industry, the mass communications industry. So we will go in, find people, have people nominate people, then we'll decide on whether, you know, who it is that we should give the awards to. But that's normally around my birthday, April the 26th. This year it'll be May 4th or 5th, I believe, the weekend of the 4th and the 5th. And it'll be one day, and it'll be in Atlanta at the Sheraton.
Okay, so it's an actual production.
Yes.
Who's hosting it?
Machine Magazine is hosting it.
No, I'm talking about, because somebody's hosting the event, you know, bringing up the pride, distributing the awards, correct?
Yeah, we will. Scene Magazine will.
Okay, so you'll be on stage that night, that day or night?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I'm asking. I'm trying to figure out who out there saying, welcome to Kimmy Awards.
Yeah, me, and you know what? I answer questions for my people that work with me, and then I move to the next thing. So that would be a question that I don't completely know, but I will be on the stage too. But I'm sure that there will be someone else also.
Okay, just want to know. I'm gonna tell you something, Ms. Chapman. You coming back on my show? Don't even worry about that. So information you didn't deliver this time, you coming back? I see why it was so difficult to get you on this show. You got a lot going on. Believe me, I'm a big fan of what you're doing. I'm also the HBCU. I love the way you grassroots and everything. So anything I can do with my social media is 75% of my social media followers are female because I do a lot of baking. So I would like, I got almost 1 million social media followers, 740,000 on Facebook. So anytime you want to send me a video or a link, I'll have my staff get with your staff so I continue to grow the brand of Sheen from my grassroots perspective. Is that all right?
That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Mr. McDonald. I appreciate that.
Well, you will be back on my show, correct?
Yes, I will. No doubt about it.
Okay, we know April. We got a big show coming at the Sheridan in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, Ms. Chapman, for coming on my show, the CEO of Sheen Magazine.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
It's your boy, Rashawn McDonald, and like the rest of us, I found out last night, my wife loves my pillow. You know why? I came in, and she was sleeping with a smile. But guess what? I thought she was sleeping with a smile with her pillow. She was sleeping with a smile with my pillow. You probably might eat a lot of New Year's resolution. If you're planning, be like my wife. Eat better. Exercise more. Be more patient, kinder, or whatever. It all starts with a good night rest, and she had it last night because she had my pillow. You've heard me tell my story about my pillow, and it has changed my life. I wake up feeling brand new. It's amazing what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their four-pack. Shipping is absolutely free. That's right. No shipping cost. Zippo. Zilch. Nada. And don't forget about their 60-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. What else do you need? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. There's nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and use my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, that's how it's spelled, to get 2 premium MyPillows and get 2 go-anywhere MyPillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day, you hear me? 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my code, promo code, COZY, or call 1-800-966-1472. That's 1-800-966-1472. And remember, my promo code can be used for any offer on MyPillow.com.
As host of Money Making Conversations, Rashawn McDonald is uniquely positioned to provide a step-by-step, easy-to-understand blueprint that drives listeners to realize their dreams and aspirations.
Until you do the business plan or incorporate or actually create that product
right,
or start selling products, the universe doesn't have to deal with you.
Money Making Conversations is an innovative platform that delivers financial literacy to help everyone with their brand success.
It's good to have a money making conversation with somebody that make money. Usually.
Hey, this is Tasha Evans, and I love to eat at great restaurants. And more than that, I love great desserts. So does Rashawn McDonald. Check out his new website. That's www.RashawnMcDonald.com. That's RushionMcDonald, and McDonald is spelled just like the famous restaurant chain. Guys, Rashawn is looking for great bakers for his baker spotlight. He wants to brag on his fans for their incredible baking skills on his social media and website. That can be your mom, friend, coworker, or relative. Spread the word today. Visit RushionMcDonald.com.
Rashawn McDonald will use his business and celebrity relationships to empower small businesses with information to succeed.
My next guest played 10 years in the NFL. That's a lot. And retired in 2016. He began his career with the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, and also played for the Carolina Panthers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, he got 2 teams. in the playoffs, working some magic right here. Now he is a business owner, motivational speaker, and football analyst. I like all three of those right there. Business owner, motivational speaker, and football analyst. I love all that. As a business owner, he oversees Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford, New Jersey. The park has a ninja obstacle course, rock climbing, indoor playground, trampoline activities, laser tag, and active arcade games. He plans to open multiple parks throughout the Philadelphia area and launch Darien, New Jersey, is currently under construction. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm gonna call him a friend. He's a motivational. He's a business owner, and guess what? He's a football analyst, Jason Avant.
Yo, Rashawn, how you doing, bud? How's everything going?
Well, first of all, you know you've been out 10 years, man. I would tell people about this about football players, professional football players. That's something I cannot do, man. I look at y'all, man. I go, well, here's the deal. You running in one direction. Then somebody say, guess what? I'm going to run the same opposite direction just as fast at you. At you.
Yeah.
And then, then you don't slow down, though. Really?
No. You've learned, Rashawn, over the years that flight, that fear thing in your brain there that kind of tells you to run. You kind of sear that part, and you just keep going full speed. It's just it's a trained behavior over a period of time. You just that type of fear doesn't bother you anymore.
And that's a blessing though, because of the fact that you know you take that same fear or lack of fear, and you turn it into your non-football playing life, correct?
Yes. So what happened was is that I'm right around my sixth year. I'm sitting in the locker room, and before you know it, like a lot of my friends are just like leaving, like left going right. I see Donovan McNabb get released, Brian Dawkins, a bunch of guys that'll be in the Hall of Fame one day, and mm-hmm. I'm looking around like, man, I don't know any of these guys. My locker mates changing every 2 days, mm-hmm. Because that's the nature of the beast. The average career is like 2.5 years, mm-hmm. so guys are in and out of the locker room. And I say, you know what? Football means National Football League, not for long. So I got to get this thing together. And I went back to the University of Michigan, took boot camps there about franchising and also startups, mm-hmm. and continue my education there. And before you know it, I began to look into family entertainment centers. And mm-hmm. While I was playing, I didn't wait till I was done. While I was playing in off seasons, I would just go and shadow the general manager, mm-hmm. figure out how to do scheduling, figure out how to work birthday parties, figure out how to do inventory, different things like that, just mm-hmm. to broaden my understanding of the business. And mm-hmm. before you know it, I began to fall in love with being around the kids and also the idea of bringing entertaining fitness to kids, something that will not only, help you to make money, but is actually a value there because kids are so inundated with social media, video games, and everything mm-hmm, else, mm-hmm. and they don't get a chance to go outside like we did. So I could bring activity to them in a fun manner in a safe place with the trampoline park, and I thought that was a great business move for me personally, wanting to be around kids, but also a chance to further myself as a person with opening up a business.
Now, when I hear this description, am I assuming that it's indoors or is outdoors?
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So it's an indoor. So we do it's indoor family entertainment. So it's indoor. We have 35,000 square foot of indoor spaces in a retail shopping center right next to Hobby Lobby, right next to Olive Garden, those things. So it's basically Dave and Buster's, but active. So we do a little bit of arcades. We do laser tag for people that may not have the ability to be active, but you have wall-to-wall trampolines. You can do American Ninja Warrior. You can do rock climbing. You can do a bunch of things that will keep you in shape. And kids won't even know that they're working out because they're having so much fun. We do dunking on basketball goals off trampolines. We do dodgeball like we had in grade school, but it's on trampolines. So it's a fun experience for kids.
Now, here's the great part about it, because you went to Michigan, got the number one thing they say about opening the business is parking. You gotta have parking space, and you gotta put yourself in a position where traffic sees you that you're not paying for. So when I hear, you can talk about that. Tell my audience why that's so important.
Oh yeah, you want to be visible. So that's the thing. Like, and you want to. Our business is a destination business, so a lot of people are looking for family or kids activities, but you never know how many people are going past, you know, Olive Garden on a weekend. Like, we have the number two Olive Garden in the country, so we just have a lot of eyes on our business there. People, oh, I didn't know that was there. Or they're going to Burlington Co-Factor and say, oh, what's that place at the end of the corner? So you want to be seen, because that traffic is just automatic marketing for you. And, mm-hmm. and before you know it, someone pops in your door, they ask for information. Before you know, you have a birthday party pick. And in our business, parking is key, because it's in most towns, laws and their zoning that you have to have a certain amount of parking spaces per the size of your business. So you want to have people to have direct access to your business, because you don't want them to go to a competitor because it's in a more convenient spot. And being in a retail shopping center is ideal for us. Moms feel safer dropping their kids off rather than an industrial park or somewhere else that's not on the beaten trail.
That's important. I'm talking to Jason Avant. He played 10 years in the NFL, and about that 6th year, he realized that he needed to have a plan, an exit plan for him. And in doing so, he re-educated himself, extended his education past what he knew. It wasn't about having money in the bank. It was about, what do I do when I retire? And in doing so, he's launched, I like to say this was very kid-friendly, physical, fun. Correct? Yeah.
Exactly. So, yep, and that's the thing. Like, the thing about it is money has wings, and that it'll fly away fast, right? So if you're just, no matter how much money you accumulate, if you don't have a plan on how to make more money, and or preserve the money that you have, it'll be going like that. And I knew that God blessed me with a gift and ability and a lot of hard work in order to make it to the National Football League, but I didn't want that to be the end for me. And I'm always reaching. I'm always trying to attain. I'm always trying to get better. And I thought that one of the things I can do in order to get better is to put my money to good use. And first of all, educate myself working in the parks, go back to school. I graduated from the University of Michigan, before I played in the NFL. But I wanted to work in the park to see if I liked it.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing. I just didn't do something. I went to see if I liked it first. And when I found out that I really liked it and loved it, that's when I started to really pursue it.
Now, let's go back to your business, because because I love the whole thing about being an entrepreneur. You know, I always tell people working a normal job has really prepared you for being an entrepreneur. They teaching you the discipline of being on time. They teaching you rules. They teaching you how to work with other people. And a lot of people don't understand that. You talked about, okay, I didn't know that. So you shadowed people who had businesses. So you do a lot of, man. I want people to really hear your story, because you casually talk about these things, but you're doing all the important little things that make people successful. If you don't know, you go hang out around people who do know. If you feel you need to be educated, you set aside time to be re-educated. You don't mind reinventing yourself. You don't mind letting people think that, ignore the fact that I don't have a flaw. I just want to get better. And a lot of people use excuses to educate themselves or reinvent themselves as a sign of failure. You just say, hey, man, I got to do what I got to do to get to my dreams. And my dreams are tied to me shadowing people who know more than me, by educating myself more, by being in business with people who assist me and allowing me to be successful. All those points are very important. And plus, you're even more smarter. Your intelligence is even more, because you stay on the air in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and And I appreciate that. And the thing about it is that and that comes from God. I can't do anything about that. That's me and my relationship with God. We're trying to be humble and trying my best to be, because the thing about it is, no matter what field you are, you're in, if you're switching fields or you're trying to reinvent yourself, the biggest mistake you can make is, I know. Right? Mm-hmm. I know it already. And mm-hmm. this generation at times is that I know everything before. Like, I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about family entertainment. I thought I knew. I thought I can recognize a business and it can be successful here. But I didn't know the nuances of it. I didn't know payroll. I didn't know scheduling. I didn't know OSHA standards for employees. I didn't know any of this information. And that was the place that I found out that it would be more successful if I would acknowledge the fact that I didn't know. So when I came in to a person that had a business, I came in with that approach. Hey, you know what? My name is Jason or what have you. And you don't know who I am. Maybe you know me from the Eagles, but can you give me an opportunity to shadow you and learn what you know? Mm-hmm. And that approach got me in more doors than me coming in with a brazen attitude of arrogance.
I love that. I know we got a few minutes left, but I got to go back to these kid birthday parties, these large amounts of kids. How does your business handle that? And when it's 30, 40 kids, they're coming in, because it has to be a degree of security to make sure that their kid doesn't walk out the front door with some crazy person and make sure that the kid stays in. How does that whole setup work for you at your facility?
Well, yeah, so we have, so 30 or 40, we have up to, on our POS system, it's a jump tracker. So on our jump tracker, we can have up to 200 jumpers an hour. Okay, and on that jump tracker, every time someone purchases a ticket, it gets subtracted from that jump tracker. Mm-hmm. So we're able to limit how many people are in the building, and we understand because we give them wristbands and we give their parents wristbands that are coinciding with their kids to recognize, okay, which kid is with who. So that's how that process goes. And also we have people at our front door. We have a bunch of different measures to try to keep the kids safe. But also to keep them safe on the trampolines. Because if a kid isn't doing the right things at the wrong time, you can get hurt because there's so many people in your business, in your building. So we're trying to shuffle them through, but within reason. So we have different courts, set up and different court monitors there to watch it. But it's all set up in our POS system. It's really not that hard to recognize who's in there, who's in the building. And we also have security. We also have our staff there as well.
Well, man, let everybody know how they can reach your place. Find it on the website so we can and plus I'm going to get some banners. I do this feature call on my social media called Entrepreneur of the Week. I want to feature your business and you and make it a click through to your website. Just spreading the word. So how can we reach you?
Yeah. Yep. So it's launchtrampolinepark.com. It's also Launch Deptford, D-E-P as in Paul, T-F-O-R-D.com. I'm actually opening up two more stores. One will be open by the end of this month in Delran, New Jersey. So that's launchdelran.com, D-E-L-R-A-N. So, but if you put in Launch Trampoline Park, you're going to see pictures of myself or in our business. And you also can look at me at J_ Avant81 on social media, Twitter and Instagram. And you can see all of the things that we're doing in the community here in the local Philadelphia area. We do a bunch of things for kids in the community as well. So it's a fun time. It's a fun time to be in the Philadelphia area, fun time to own a business, and fun time to be a good person.
Thank you, Jason. We'll stay in touch, okay? This is Money Making Conversation.
All right, thanks a lot, Rashawn. You're the best.
I appreciate it. Another winning conversation with our Entrepreneur of the Week, Jason Avant, doing his thing in the New Jersey area. Go Eagles.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
It's your boy, Rashawn McDonald, and like the rest of us, I found out last night, my wife loves MyPillow. You know why? I came in and she was sleeping with a smile. But guess what? I thought she was sleeping with a smile with her pillow. She was sleeping with a smile with my pillow. You probably might need a lot of New Year's resolution. If you're planning, be like my wife. Eat better. exercise more, be more patient, kinder, or whatever. It all starts with a good night rest. And she had it last night because she had MyPillow. You've heard me tell my story about MyPillow, and it has changed my life. I wake up feeling brand new. It's amazing what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the four on there, click on their four pack. Shipping is absolutely free. That's right. No shipping cost. Zippo, zilch, nada. And don't forget about their 60-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. What else do you need? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There's nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and use my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, that's how it's spelled, to get two premium MyPillows and get two go-anywhere MyPillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day, you hear me? 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my code, promo code COZY, or call 1-800-966-1472. That's 1-800-966-1472. And remember, my promo code can be used for any offer on MyPillow.com. Okay, money-making conversation now. She's on the phone. She doesn't even know me. I watch it on TV. I love this lady because I got to bring her up. Let me introduce everybody. Tell everybody who I love. Okay, my next guest is a celebrity chef. Bam, morning talk show host on Food Network's The Kitchen, author of Sunny's Kitchen, hint hint, easy food for real life, and an entrepreneur. Because we're gonna talk about this in Inflatium. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Sunny Anderson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Hey, that was a nice introduction. Makes me feel special.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm busy.
I'm going to tell you something. First of all, you're special because I watch you on TV. I'm going to tell you, take all this stuff. It's almost, when I see you on TV, I'm jealous because she's so natural on TV. You know, it's like watching a person who's, I don't care if I see her on any TV show where she's making food. It's almost like I'm watching you in your kitchen at the house, hanging out with your mom, your best friend, your cousin, the nieces or nephews. That's a skill set that you have, Sunny. I admire it for you, and I'm jealous.
Oh. Well, listen, that is a huge compliment because I feel like, you know, when I watch TV and I have my favorites, they feel like people that I'm just hanging out with, maybe I want to go get a beer with or, you know, just like be cool with. So it's cool that I give that vibe off. But I always tell people when they say they'd love to hang out with me, I am so boring. Like the best days for me are, you know, like no shower, no errands, no nothing. I just sit and, you know, watch TV or cook and hang out with the dogs and the cats.
Now, what do you, just curiosity, where are you based at?
So I live in New Jersey now. Mm-hmm. And for, since 2001, up until about 2 years ago, I lived in New York and in Brooklyn. So mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like New York adjacent now and loving it.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with living in New Jersey and commuting to New York. It's awesome. Now, here's the thing about your talents. And we're going to talk about this nacho that I'm going to make for my Super Bowl. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the inflation.
Okay.
We're going to talk about all this stuff. But I just want to talk about Sunny right now, you know, the radio okay. DJ Sunny, the Air Force Sunny, you know, this background that I knew nothing about that I like to bring up on the show. That's why I give everybody two breaks. I want to learn a little bit about the person. Let them know that you just pop up and suddenly start cooking on national TV. There's a journey to that. So tell us a little history about the Air Force, the transitioning from radio all the way to catering, and then this celebrity chef status.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you're right. There's a journey to wherever we are in the present, especially if it's a present, and I feel like I'm living in a present every day. I started right out of high school in the Air Force because I wanted to be in broadcasting and journalism because it was what I was focused on in high school. Mm-hmm. And so when I got into the Air Force, I trained for that and became a broadcaster journalist in the Air Force. And very simply, you know, knew that I wanted to do more when I got out of the military after 4 years. I just continued in radio, and you know, mm-hmm. you can't do anything unless you're ready to move, or if you're lucky enough, You know, you're at what we call like a heritage jock, where you're from the city mm-hmm. and you get to kind of really grow mm-hmm. your roots in that city and become major. So not being from anywhere as a military brat, my choice was to move around, get my resume up so I could get to New York. And I thankfully did in 2001. So, you know, I got here. I was doing what I was always doing in other cities and other places I live, which is, you know, eating and feeding myself.
Right.
You know, as a single person, you bring that food to work, the leftovers, whether it's cookies or if it's the other half of the meatloaf. And I just started finding that that was my calling card. You know, people expected me to show up with food. And that really just, you know, snowballed into a catering business because so many people kept asking. And after I was charging for just the groceries, and I thought people would stop asking because I charged them for the food, mm-hmm. you know, it just got to the point where people said, oh, there's a price for this? Sure. And so I turned it into a catering company, talked about it on my radio show when I was on radio in New York. And that's how Food Network found me through Emeril Lagasse. So, you know, a lot of, like, choices and trials and tribulations and journeys in between, you know, there and here. And I would argue that there's still another here to get to, and I'm there right now.
Right.
So I think it's always, like, a journey of chasing goals and dreams, and hopefully they pan out. And if they don't, you have a couple more ideas on the back burner.
Well, it's fantastic, and you're on my show talking about it at the perfect time. So we got a got a busy marketing week.
The
Sonny Anderson marketing week is on starting today. Rashawn's getting busy. I'm launching it. I'm launching her campaign today on Money Making Conversation. But before I'll be remiss. I got a couple of minutes left in our interview here. The Kitchen. Mm-hmm. This is the show again. This is where a lot of talented people on the show. But whenever Sonny starts talking, I think she's talking to me. She's talking to me. She's sampling those little desserts and just making these things. What makes that show work for you? The Kitchen.
Well, I think, you know, what you described, I think I call, you know, pick your pony television. We've got four dynamic co-hosts. We're all from different places. We all grew up with different flavors, vibes, styles, languages, et cetera. The norm is different for each of us. And so I like the idea that someone might watch and think I am so annoying, but then just love my girl Katie or Jeff or GZ and vice versa. You know, someone that might watch me and say, I can only pay attention. Oh, everything you're saying makes sense to what I know. That's because maybe we have some of the same things in our nurture, you know, and our nature. So, it's really cool to be on a show where a lot of different vibes are represented. And I think that's what makes it work. Plus, we really do love eating. We love cooking. But, you know, I tell people all the time, my job, my career isn't to be a chef or cook. I actually eat more than I cook because I get to sit on these shows and eat all this awesome food. So I think that's what works. Plus, it's like, who wouldn't want to eat food from different people? It's free, you know? Like, so I think watching someone living their best life is pretty awesome, and I like to watch that out there in the world too. So I can imagine if I'm living my best life and giving that it's awesome that people are watching it.
I'm just telling you, we got to close this out with an uplift statement about how talented you are. Please, sitcom. You're a sitcom star. I know it. I believe in it. I've discovered and worked with too many talented people. I got busy, and my staff is going to be busy. It's all about Sonny this week to promote the Inflatium, the Touchdown Nachos, and your brand. You keep winning.
Thank you so much.
On my show anytime, Sonny. Anytime. I'm a fan. I'm a friend and a believer in your talents.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
It's your boy, Rashawn McDonald, and like the rest of us, I found out last night, my wife loves MyPillow. You know why? I came in, and she was sleeping with a smile. But guess what? I thought she was sleeping with a smile with her pillow. She was sleeping with a smile with MyPillow. You probably might need a lot of New Year's resolution. If you're planning, be like my wife. Eat better. Exercise more. Be more patient. Kinder or whatever. It all starts with a good night rest, and she had it last night because she had MyPillow. You've heard me tell my story about MyPillow, and it has changed my life. I wake up feeling brand new. It's amazing what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their four-pack. Shipping is absolutely free. That's right. No shipping cost. Zippo. Zilch. Nada. And don't forget about their 60-day money-back guarantee. free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. What else do you need? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There's nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and use my code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, that's how it's spelled, to get two premium MyPillows and get two go-anywhere MyPillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day, you hear me? 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my code, promo code, COZY, or call 1-800-966-1472. That's 1-800-966-1472. And remember, my promo code can be used for any offer on MyPillow.com.
As host of Money Making Conversations, Rashawn McDonald is uniquely positioned to provide a step-by-step, easy-to-understand blueprint that drives listeners to realize their dreams and aspirations.
Until you do the business plan or incorporate or actually create that product right, or start selling products, the universe doesn't have to deal with you.
Money Making Conversations is an innovative platform that delivers financial literacy to help everyone with their brand success.
It's good to have a money-making conversation with somebody that make money. Usually.
Hey, this is Tasha Evans, and I love to eat at great restaurants. And more than that, I love great desserts. So does Rashawn McDonald. Check out his new website. That's www.RashawnMcDonald.com. That's R-U-S-H-I-O-N, and McDonald is spelled just like the famous restaurant chain. Guys, Rashawn is looking for great bakers for his baker spotlight. He wants to brag on his fans for their incredible baking skills on his social media and website. That can be your mom, friend, coworker, or relative. Spread the word today. Visit RashawnMcDonald.com.
This is Rashawn McDonald, host of Money Making Conversations. You say to yourself, who calls Rashawn's show? Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
So many people are going in business because they have a talent. They have the talent, but they don't have the terms. And the terms helps you to be able to escalate the talent, because then you can craft the business model to protect you, because business is a jungle and you can get devoured out there if you don't know how to protect yourself.
And that's why I'm telling everybody right now, the show Money Making Conversation is designed for entrepreneurship. Free information that I provide to my listeners and viewers if you're on my Facebook page. This is the first book I've ever encountered that is a book you go to the shelves, you walk away, and you can build your career, build your life, not only through your faith, but also through principles.
Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com. Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com, and follow Money Making Conversations on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.